Random House Audio presents Cathedral of the Wild, An African Journey Home. This is the author, Boyd Vartey. For my mother, who has been so quietly supportive, innovative, and steadfast, not everyone knows the immense contribution you have made, but those of us who do are nothing short of amazed. With love. Author's note. In writing this book, I've assimilated my memories as best I can. I also collected stories from various people who were present at the events I describe. Each recounting was slightly different, so I've had to decide for myself what the truest version is. So many of the stories of the early days of Londolozi, before I was born, have been told so many times that they have made the transition to fireside legend. I have tried my best to capture them. In a few instances, I've compressed events that took place over several years into a single scene. Out of politeness, I have also changed some names and other identifying characteristics. South Africa is, in the end, a village, and not every home wants to have its doors flung wide open. I have recreated dialogue as closely as I can remember it, and I have, at all times, tried to be as accurate as possible. This story is a very personal one, and so it's told from my own viewpoint. This is the nature of all stories. You can recall them only within the frame of mind you're in during the recollection. I am a particularly messy human. This book is a byproduct of mucking around in all that messiness, and it's as honest and authentic as I know how to make it. I hope you'll enjoy going on this safari with me. Welcome to my campfire story. Introduction. The snake was sliding over the backs of my legs, in slow motion but with purpose, like an army general inspecting his barracks.